Tony, what has Bill O'Brien's message been to recruits and their families throughout this process this year?
I think you have to start with the fact that you get a world-renowned education at Penn State University. Like he said multiple times, you can pick from 150 different majors. It's a great place to go to school. The degree carries a lot of clout in the professional world. And then on top of that, you can play football at the highest level. You can play in front of 100,000 people. You're on TV every single week in front of a large audience, great atmospheres. You're in the Big Ten playing in some of the elite competition in all of football. And when you combine the two, what better place to go than Penn State University? And I think that's been the selling point. And that has never changed. It never will change. That's always the way it's going to be here.
How has the impact of the 2012 season and the successes that Bill O'Brien has had impacted the message then that he's going and he's able to deliver to the recruits and their families over this span, which has been the last 12 months?
Like I just said, I don't think the message tremendously has changed because of the fact that, like I said, the university is still the same and the interest level and the stadium size is not going to change. However, when you couple that with some success on the field like Penn State had last year, winning 8 of the last 10 games for an 8-4 season, that certainly plays into your favor. And when you go into the living room and you tell people the things that I just mentioned about the university and the football program, with the fact that, yeah, we had some great success last year and we feel like it's only going to get better with you on our football team, I certainly feel like the proof is in the pudding in what Coach O'Brien has done on the field to be able to sell that to recruits. You know, in terms of taking players to the next level, that's another thing that I'm sure is big on his list, to show people that yes, you can come here, get all the things that I just mentioned, and go to the next level, because a lot of our guys on our staff, including me, have been there. You know, those are very important messages for young kids to hear.
GoPSUSports.com, media guru and football guru Tony Mancuso joining us here. Bill O'Brien's run-on program is now critical to Penn State's success, beginning with this year's class, and it does not include the early enrollees, but beginning with this year's class, 15 players can only be signed to scholarship. What does O'Brien need to achieve through this run-on program?
He needs great players willing to come to Penn State, get a great degree, and then enjoy school on their dime. And so far, it has been tremendously progressive from a run-on perspective. I think in the coming days, in the coming weeks, you will continue to see as individuals are accepted to the university, you know, paid accept status, and then they sort of become eligible to be announced. And once you start to see the quantity and the quality of the individuals, you'll see what type of interest there is in Penn State. You know, he said that a lot, with in terms of how many different players, different prospects attended games during the year. The interest is tremendously high for all those reasons I just mentioned, and there are people who are willing to come here and play football and run on, be significant parts of this football team. When you look at, like you mentioned, you know, only being able to sign 15 individuals over the next few years, the run-ons are going to play a huge role in the success of the football program, and that's the message you deliver to those individuals. You're going to be on the field. You're going to be playing for us. You're going to be a contributor on special teams, on defense, on offense. You're going to add depth to our football team. And I think that message carries a lot of clout, like I said before, with the individuals who are signing, but also with the run-ons. I think that message is really resonating with people, and they want to be a part of this.
Now, this can be difficult, this run-on program, to develop because you don't get a feel of what athletes are truly coming to participate with your program, because they aren't signing on the dotted line until they are officially enrolled in the university and taking classes there. How does Bill O'Brien try to navigate through that? Can you just explain the process there a little bit more?
Now, in terms of creating relationships with individuals, you know, at younger ages, when you are only able to sign 15 individuals, doesn't mean you can't have conversations with other people. And Penn State has been able to do that with people in the state and within the 400-mile radius, like Coach O'Brien often talks about in the area. He likes to have the recruiting radius be within driving distance. So you have conversations with those individuals who are still able to come. Their parents are able to come watch. And if they're interested in coming and they want to come, and it's a no-brainer for an individual, if he wants to come and play football here, although not be on scholarship, he can do so. And that's really, it's more about obviously the program is interested in individuals, but this process is more about individuals interested in the program. And so far, the interest has been tremendously high. Might be a long-winded answer, but still, the interest from the outside to come here is really high, and individuals are willing to come here to participate in the run-on program just to play football and go to school here.
The only thing with this is those individuals can't take the official visit then to the school, correct?
Correct. That's correct. Yep.
All right. Early enrollees, Tony, they do not count against the scholarship limit from the NCAA sanctions for 2013. How much has Penn State benefited by having a couple of 2013 spring semester enrollees at the university?
That's tremendously beneficial. They count for the class previous, which is the 2012 class. So, you know, when you're able to bring in five individuals in January, like Penn State did, that's a tremendous gain that, you know, you're able to look at things in 2013. And if you don't want to fill all 15 scholarships this year, you can afford to do so because you may have more individuals that you're looking at for the following year that you can sign more than, you know, it'll be more than 15, but technically it won't be because there will only be a certain number signed this year. So whatever there is in terms of carryover for next year, you're able to fill more spots. But because of the early enrollees, you're able to do that. Additionally on the field, obviously it speaks volumes about how much further advanced an individual would be if you're able to be here, go through spring practice, go through winter workouts, you know, as opposed to just coming in June or July, whatever it may be.
Tony Mancuso, GoPSUSports.com. One of those individuals is Adam Brenneman. Have you had an opportunity to meet him and perhaps see the leadership qualities that many people saw in him through his social media outreach to the Penn State community? Have you been able to meet him and at least maybe give us an update on how his rehab's coming along?
I've met Adam. He's a great kid. He's a very personable young man, very impressive. You know, like everybody is sort of seen, like you mentioned, through his social media outreach. He's very wise beyond his years. You know, to think that he's really only a high school senior is pretty shocking because he's extremely bright kid, you know, very detail-oriented and just a good kid to be around. But still, nonetheless, he's just a freshman on the football team. There's a lot of talent at that position coming back from last year's team. When you look at, you know, all Big Ten, Kyle Carter and Jesse James and Matt Lehman, you know, a lot of talent at that spot. But he's definitely in the mix working out, you know, in the winter conditioning program. But like the other four individuals who are enrolled right now, they're just trying to get up to speed with everybody who's got essentially a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years on them in terms of conditioning at the college level.
Tony, let's take a step away from recruiting for a moment. How has the transition gone from Ted Roof to John Butler? I'd imagine that'd be pretty smooth.
Absolutely, a very seamless transition. John Butler is a tremendously organized guy. If you've ever met him before, he's one of those guys that really has been grooming himself for this opportunity for a number of years. You never predict when it's going to come, but when it does come, he's the type of guy that's ready. You know, he's a very, very big motivator for the players. If you'd ask any one of his guys from the secondary last year, they want to work hard for him. He works tremendously hard on the flip side, and so they work extremely hard for him. He shares a lot of the same ideals that Penn State fans would like to see in a defense. He understands the history and traditions of great linebacker play and a very physical defensive line, and that will certainly carry over into the future. You're not going to see a different type of Penn State defense than fans are accustomed to in terms of personnel and some of the things that he likes to do. And then in terms of philosophies, he shares pretty similar views to what Ted Roof does in terms of showing multiple looks and doing those sorts of things, because that's kind of the way Coach O'Brien has said all along is the most difficult thing to go against. You know, being an offensive mind, he would have a good idea, and that's one of the things that he likes is a lot of different looks, a lot of movement pre-snap and that type of thing. So I think it's been a great transition, and the players certainly want to work hard for him, and he's a very, very well-respected person on the staff.
Last thing here for @GoPSU, Tony Mancuso, GoPSUSports.com. Over the winter workouts, it's very important for a team to try to develop its own identity. Is that something that this team needs to do, especially because of the legacy that the 2012 team had?
Without a question. You know, when that calendar turn to 2013, this team needs an identity, needs a group of leaders, needs to set a tone for the future. And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges for this team. Obviously, when you look at the fact that you're going to need to break in a new quarterback, whoever that might be, is a big challenge. But there's a lot of talent coming back at a lot of different spots all across the board. But the big thing, the big question mark, is the leadership. And that's going to develop as the winter goes on and as spring practice takes place. But there are certainly a lot of candidates to step into that role, but it's just a matter of physically doing it, becoming a voice, becoming a leader by example, and moving forward. But like I said, I'm very optimistic with the talent that is coming back and the personnel that will be joining the program here. I feel like it's going to be another positive summer and off season leading up into the Syracuse game on August 31st.
And that, of course, will be played in MetLife Stadium. Same site as the Super Bowl next year. Might be a little cold for the Super Bowl, but should be nice weather in August. Tony, thanks again, bud.
Brian, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.